This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Now, Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio brings you prescribed listening from our trusted contributors at the Ontario Pharmacists Association.
Welcome back. Well, dealing with chronic and even occasional pain is difficult enough all year round, but it becomes especially important during the holiday season to be in control of your pain so you can spend time with family and friends and take part in holiday meals and other activities. Now, pain management, as we know, is complex. It involves different types of medication to treat different types of pain. Each type of pain medication works in a different way, and many have different side effects. So how can your pharmacist help you get the most benefit? Also, people, it is worth remembering that around the holiday, there are some added risks to your health. People have more heart attacks around the holidays, partly a result of overindulging. So just as we head into peak holiday, I'm here with our trusted contributor, Dean Miller, and he's going to talk about how you can stay safe, keep everything under control. Before we get to Dean, let me give you the numbers again. 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-744-740, and of course, Dean will be happy to answer any of your pharmaceutical questions, not just related to this topic. Hi, Dean.
Hi, Libby. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. So, people who have to deal with chronic pain, this is a tough thing at this time.
Yeah, I think what a lot of people don't realize is chronic pain is not just about an injury or you know, something that has caused it in an acute sense. There's a lot of psychology that kind of goes into pain management as well, and because of that, you know, as you mentioned, the holiday time, it's already stressful enough. You add a complexity onto it of you know, traveling and doing activities that perhaps you wouldn't, and just being busier. You know, that often precipitates more pain for those that are suffering longer term. So it's a tough time of the year, and prescription management at this time of the year is kind of tough anyways, because, you know, doctor's offices are closed and hospitals are busy and that sort of thing. So the pharmacist and the pharmacies that are open during the holidays certainly play probably a more important role than at any time during the year.
And I'm sure there's also the factor that people are eating more than usual, they're drinking more than usual, maybe they're not sleeping as much.
Correct. Yeah, like I said, that whole other side of the holidays really, you know, impacts people that are suffering from pain. And as I said, you know, a lot of pain is associated with some type of stressful event in one's life. And people don't know this, but, you know, drugs like anti-anxiety medications and antidepressants play a very, very significant role in pain management. It's not just, you know, I'll take an acetaminophen or I'll take, you know, a Tylenol or an aspirin or something to get rid of it. That kind of helps a little bit, but, you know, if you don't actually get to the root of the issue, it'll just kind of go on and on.
So you're saying that basically, for people who suffer from pain, stress is a trigger.
Absolutely. Stress is the biggest trigger around pain that there is, other than the fact that if people, you know, hurt themselves and injure themselves and have legitimate pain that actually is treatable by pain relievers and whatnot. And, you know, on this show, we've talked in the past about, you know, the opioid crisis in Canada as well. And sometimes just the mere fact of not doing that right and not medicating yourself correctly, and this is where the pharmacist can help a lot, by not medicating yourself correctly can actually compound the problem, make it worse. So
you, people who are just, you know, dosing themselves up on Tylenol and...
Yeah, I mean, there's stuff, not so much with the over-the-counter things, but as you get into some of the more complex products like opioid painkillers and whatnot, they tend to create a a problem called hyperalgesia, and that's actually compounding the pain. And it just, you take a little bit more, you take a little bit more. And what ends up happening is you're actually in a situation where you've created a big problem for yourself, because your side effects now become unmanageable, your pain becomes unmanageable. So it's a tough problem. It's a tough problem to tackle, because there's so many different complex systems in one's body that actually can compound this. So,
and what about it's the season for colds.
Yeah,
and if you're taking all this stuff and suddenly you don't want to miss a family thing, so you're taking cold medication on top of it, what effect can that have?
Well, I mean, the good news is a lot of times they are taken together. Medications like acetaminophen, not so much aspirin anymore, ibuprofen, they help a lot of the over-the-counter cough and cold medications work. A lot of those over-the-counter medications, you have to watch it, though, because a lot of them already have a pain reliever in there. And, some of these medications, although they were they're available over the counter, people think, oh yeah, they're absolutely safe. And many of the over the counter items of today were the prescription items of yesterday.
Yes.
So there's been a lot of switches in those areas over the last little while, and because of that, people have kind of sometimes take it for granted and often overuse those medications, and that can precipitate some issues, especially around acetaminophen. I mean, that's a Tylenol. The overuse of it, the fact that we can get
This might be a little bit off topic, but there's this whole controversy around a Native woman who wants a liver transplant.
Oh, right.
Hasn't been sober long enough for the guidelines, and they're saying that her liver failure, use of Tylenol, contributed to the liver failure, and I've heard that.
Yeah, a lot of people, again, this goes back to people just think, just because it's over the counter, it's safe, and because it's Tylenol, it's safe, and I can take as much as I want. And that's totally incorrect. And, people over time, if you take a high dose of acetaminophen, and we're not talking terribly high doses, but if you take, say, 8 or 10 a day, and you do that one day, and you do it the next day, and the next day after that, it can really damage. Acetaminophen is metabolized by your liver, and it's tough. If you're up in the higher doses, it gets tough for your liver to actually metabolize this stuff, and it can cause damage and toxicity to the liver over time. And in this particular case, a liver transplant is required. You add, and we're talking about the holidays here, you add a little bit of alcohol in there, and all of a sudden the problem becomes even bigger, right? So there's a lot of things out there as well that have acetaminophen.
So if you're going to be drinking, should you not take Tylenol?
I wouldn't say not to take it. I'll tell you what, though. If there was a people that took high doses, I would be very, very cautious.
You said a high dose is?
And when I say high doses, I mean a chronic user. So you're using it all the time for your arthritis or headache or something, and you take it all the time, and you're taking, say, 8 to 10 tablets a day, and that's pretty common out there. There are a lot of people that do that. You really have to watch that combination of alcohol and acetaminophen together, because it's really hard on your liver.
Okay, we have to take a quick break. I'm going to give the numbers out again. I'm here with Dean Miller, our trusted contributor from the Ontario Pharmacists Association. We're talking about managing pain and managing medication over the holidays. You eat more, you drink more, and that has an effect on everything, as does stress, which can be a trigger. And he's here to answer any of your questions. Could be about any of the medications that you're taking, that you're thinking of taking. He'll answer all of your questions about pharmaceuticals. The numbers to call, 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740. We'll be right back.
Now, Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio brings you prescribed listening from our trusted contributors at the Ontario Pharmacists Association.
Welcome back. I am here with Dean Miller, our trusted contributor from the Ontario Pharmacists Association. We're going to get right to the phones. We've got John in the Beaches. Hi, John.
Hey, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
Could be better, could be worse.
Okay. What's your question?
Okay, I'm on a prescription Tylenol, 500 milligrams, three a day, for a bad fall I had in my hip. I got nerve damage, so it does a real good job. I spoke to one pharmacist, and she said, at a different pharmacy, she said, be careful with that because it's very hard in the stomach. So I came back to my pharmacist and told him what she said, and he said, no, it's not hard in your stomach. It's okay to take it. So I'm a little confused.
Well, John, I think, you know, I'll dive into it a little bit as well. Tylenol, generally speaking, is really easy on your stomach, even at a dose of 1,500 milligrams a day, which you're taking. So I think the second pharmacist you talk to is probably the one that has given you the best advice there. I mean, of all the painkillers, acetaminophen or Tylenol really is the best one you can get for easing you know, any type of stomach issues. And those people that have ulcers and have bad heartburn and stuff, it's best to avoid the other ones if you can and use something like Tylenol. So Tylenol is pretty, even at your dose, which is pretty high, that it's pretty easy on your stomach.
Well, thanks very much. He eased my mind.
Yeah, you're welcome.
He's my regular pharmacist, the second one.
Okay, yeah. Well, he's the right guy then.
He's the right one.
Thanks, John. Let's go to Josie in Simcoe. Hi, Josie.
Hi. My question is, I'm wondering if other people are having the same problem as my husband with back orders on prescriptions. Now, my pharmacist tells me that there's a lot of backlog on prescriptions, and that 217 is the worst ever. And he's on Tyloxin, which is an important pill. And it's the prescription that he needs is not available till January the 16th. I'm wondering if other people are having the issue.
Yeah, Josie, thanks for the question. I mean, it's you know, we've seen a general greater shortage situation that probably dates back almost 10 years now, and I would agree with what you're saying, is that, you know, 2017 has been a particularly bad year. There hasn't been any big blockbuster drugs that have sort of hit, like, you know, a few years ago we had a birth control pill tampering issue, and it, you know, you couldn't get it for months and things. I mean, things like this pop up all the time. That the medication that your husband's on isn't very common, and unfortunately it's hard to find as it is. So, you know, one of the suggestions I would say is, you know, put your pharmacist to work a little bit. Like, we have great resources. There's multiple distributors out there. We try and rely on each other, actually, to find medications and things. And I'm quite confident that somewhere that pharmacist should be able to find you that medication. You know, we have ways and means of doing that internally through our connections and things. And, you know, if you can't find it at the pharmacy you normally go to, and your pharmacist isn't willing to sort of go the extra mile, I would say, just go down to the next pharmacy down the street and ask them to do that for you. Because we do that all the time, but there is a lot of issues with back orders.
Yeah.
Libby, I think another important thing to say at this time of year is the fact that it is we're going into the Christmas season, and with the Christmas season, you know, we have struggles in pharmacy at this time of year as well, trying to get medication in, because a lot of our distribution partners are closed. So, you know, like, for instance, tomorrow's an important day, because it's probably the last pharmacy order that anybody's going to get for almost a week. So, you know, if there's something that you're looking at your prescription bottle right now as we speak, and you see there's only a couple left, I would say get down to your pharmacy within the next 24 hours. Make sure they have it. And if you can't get it, try and get that pharmacist to get it from someone else, because we're almost going to go a full week here with no medication deliveries. And I can foresee this has happened before, but it's sort of the perfect storm of Christmas coming on a Monday this year. So,
okay, Josie, thanks for that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. I'm going to give the numbers out again. 416-360-0740, toll-free 1-866-740-4740. I'm here with Dean Miller, our trusted contributor from the Ontario Pharmacists Association. We're talking about issues going into the holidays, managing pain. All of the commotion can be stressful and be a trigger. We've just been talking about back orders for drugs. So first of all, first line of defense, if you're told that, ask your pharmacist to check around and see if anybody else can spot him the medication.
Like I said, we do it all the time. People shouldn't think that as a pharmacist, we're just there for, you know, medication advice, procurement and finding medication, you know, no matter where it is. I mean, is something we do all the time. And there's been shortages before and there'll be shortages in the future. And especially at this time of year, it's pretty important. So.
Okay. And you're also saying that check your, I mean, sometimes it sort of creeps up on you, or there's something, or maybe there's something that you don't take every day.
Correct.
And then suddenly you look at it, it's like, oh, that's almost finished.
Yeah.
So maybe make a point, people out there, of checking the shelves and wherever you keep it. You're not supposed to keep it in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Check your shelves and see if you need to get down there and make sure that you don't run out in the middle of the holiday.
Yeah, because like I said, Saturday after Saturday, pretty much pharmacies will be closed for a couple days. And like I said, our distribution where pharmacists get the drugs from, they'll be closed even a little bit longer. So it's tough. And, you know, we're almost going a full week here. So it's sort of I've been through this before and I know there was like a lot of shortages. But the other thing is that pharmacists now have the ability to extend prescriptions as well. So if you've run out of a medication and you need something that you take, you know, fairly regularly or chronically, your pharmacist can also extend those prescriptions for you in order to make sure you get the medication you need.
Okay. Have you, for instance, ordered in more than you normally would just in case, or is that something that's done?
For sure it's something that's done, especially on the really common things. I mean, there's 40 or 50 medications that are out there on the regular market that most people use on a regular basis. And I think pharmacists at this time of year, I mean, I know the company that I'm with, you know, we've been warning now pharmacists now for a few weeks that, you know, this is the situation that is arising. Some of the distribution partners are closing down for a couple of extra days. So you want to make sure that they've got everything in stock. So it's a tough time of year.
We were talking about Tylenol and the effect on the stomach, and Tylenol and the effect of alcohol. So
right.
It's kind of thing where it might be the best thing for your stomach,
yep,
but not necessarily the best thing if you want to have a drink.
Exactly. I mean, even the other ones. I mean, when you look at some of the other pain relievers that are available over the counter, you know, things like Aleve and ibuprofen or Advil and even aspirin, which isn't used very much anymore. Those have impact on the stomach, but they're not necessarily metabolized by your liver. So they're like acetaminophen or Tylenol is. So what I'm saying is that's not a bad thing to take. You know, if you want to have a beer or something, probably better to take just something like a low dose ibuprofen versus Tylenol in that case, right? If you're going to a party or a get together during the holidays. So.
Okay, that's some good advice. And then what about taking, if you take an ibuprofen, can you take, you know, kind of a little stomach medication?
Well, yeah,
on top of it?
That's actually a really good point, Libby, because a lot of people, you know, even though these are over-the-counter medications, you know, they still can be kind of rather tough on the stomach. You know, those ones I mentioned, aspirin, Aleve, ibuprofen, they all tend to be a little tougher on the stomach than acetaminophen. So nothing wrong with taking, you know, like something like Tums or Mylanta or
Pepcid.
Pepcid is a good order, or Zantac. You know, those give you a protective layer around your stomach. Then when you take the medication.
Oh, so you take it before you take the medication?
Better to take it before. So
just
if you can
in
take
case.
It, if you
don't
know,
wait.
Yeah, exactly. So even, you know, even 20, 30 minutes ahead of when you're going to take, you know, Aleve or ibuprofen is better.
And here, let me ask you another question. So if
sure.
you're going to do that, this is what's the difference between the regular formulation and the one that says cold and flu? What else are in
like
those?
When you're talking about Tylenol, you mean?
Oh, or they all have cold and flu.
Yeah,
now.
I mean, they all have these different lines of medication. I mean, when you see something that says and flu on it, typically that is a signal that there probably is one of these pain relievers in there, because the flu, you know, you get a lot of joint pain and that sort of in there. So they usually put a pretty high dose of a painkiller in it, like ibuprofen or acetaminophen. So that's usually a signal that.
And
that,
what about the decongestant in there?
Well, yeah. So there's cold medications. Some are called something cold, something cold and flu.
Cold and sinus.
Cold and sinus. Cold and sinus usually means there's a pretty strong decongestant in there, and decongestants, you know, are to unplug your sinuses and clear your nose and help with, you know, runny eyes and that sort of thing. So that, you know, that's usually signals a decongestant. Now, that's a whole gamut of different side effects that could happen. You have to be careful if you're on thyroid medications or your blood pressure is excessively high. So, you know, all of these things, the pharmacist is there to kind of give you that advice, because you have to look at them carefully, because if you took 10 random products off the shelf, I'd almost guarantee you that all 10 of those are going to be a little bit different. So,
okay. That's a good question. I saw something about that. Is there a particular type of cold medication that's good if you have high blood pressure?
Now, most of the ones that you could take, I mean, something with an antihistamine in it, that won't affect your blood pressure. Most of these medications that we're talking about today, the pain relievers, they don't, but some of them do. Some of the, like we talked about, ibuprofen and Aleve, those products, in cases where you have really uncontrolled blood pressure, that could also send your blood pressure rocketing up a little bit as well. So you have to be really cautious, pick the right one. Like I said, they're all different. That's the big challenge. You look at the – somebody walks in to the pharmacy and looks at the counter and they go, wow, there's 100 different products here. Which one should I take?
Okay, so I think the bottom line is, and I do this, is that even though it's over the counter, I ask the pharmacist to help me, you know, choose what the right one is.
Yeah, that – I mean, we're experts at that. I mean, we do know – pretty much all of them, whether it's Tylenol or Robitussin or a house brand or whatever, like we'll know sort of what's the best. And, you know, that's why we ask you questions about, you know, do you have a thyroid condition? Do you have blood pressure problems? You know, what, you know, do you have diabetes? You know, all of these things matter when it comes to taking some of those over-the-counter drugs. So,
okay, we're almost out of time. Just what would you like to leave us with for the holidays? Like, we know it's a fabulous time, but also people are more at risk for having medical problems.
I think there's two. There's the one message that we gave before about just checking that medicine cabinet quickly over the next 24 hours, make sure you got what you need, because we're going to be a little bit stressed even in the pharmacies around Ontario for finding stuff at this time of year. And then the second one is the impact of alcohol and excessiveness in drinking and eating and that sort of thing at this time of the year certainly has an effect on pain and a lot of those medications you might use for the common cold. So again, the pharmacist is there to help you and navigate this path, because it's kind of a difficult path.
Okay. Dean Miller, thank you so much for that. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
And we'll see you back here in 2018.
You betcha.
Okay. That's all the time we have for Fight Back for today. Remember, Free for All Friday is coming up tomorrow, and I would like to resume that conversation about the Prime Minister's conflict of interest, and judging from the phone lines, so would you out there. So we'll be back here again tomorrow, and we now break for traffic and news.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.